I'm Simon Robinson and welcome to this Chemical News Central podcast for the week starting Monday the 20th of September 2010. Fairly short this week, I think. Nigel's training in America as I'm recording this, and we'll get back to our normal state of affairs hopefully the week following next. So, what's been happening this week? According to ICIS Chemical Business, the key stories have been that Oddfellow has taken a Russian company called Sevamash to court on the basis that Sevamash, the shipbuilder, has an unpaid debt of around $47 million relating to a failed contract. Oddfellow won a $43 million in arbitration damages from the company after it failed to meet contract conditions to deliver 12 vessels that were ordered in 2004. Damages awarded by the Swedish Arbitration Institute also include reimbursement of legal costs and 8.5% interest for delays in settling the award, according to Oddfellow. In Mississippi, Solvay Advanced Polymers will stop making its Primospire self-reinforced polyphenolene at its plant in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. The move will cost 14 people the job, Solvay said. Another 5 will move to other Solvay sites. The company will retain 5 research and development positions at that plant. Solvay is suspending the production so the company can concentrate on research and development, which should help the company fully commercialise the product. Brazil now, the company should see $5 billion in biofuel investments between now and the next 5 years, as it becomes the leading global supplier, according to a Brazilian Mines and Energy Ministry director. Ricardo Guzmão Dornelles said he believed about $3.5 billion would come from Brazilian energy giant Petrobras, while $1 billion would be invested by UK group BP, mainly for ethanol. He also added that the EU and US would account for about two-thirds of global biofuels consumption by 2020, with the US using 136 billion litres of biofuels and the EU consuming 14.8 billion litres. In Germany now, the Chemical and Engineering Union, IGBCE, has rejected a European Union proposal to bring forward a review of the planned phase-out of the country's subsidised hard coal production to 2010 from 2012. Change in the schedule for the phase-out would directly affect Evonik because proceeds from the sale of Evonik are meant to cover an environmental costs associated with the closure of the coal mines, located mainly in Germany's largest state, North Rhine-Westphalia. Under a 2007 coal compromise between German energy firms, union and federal state governments, the country plans to phase out subsidised hard coal production by 2018, with a review set for 2012. China should expect further resistance by refiners to push its blended methanol with gasoline, an executive at the Bethanol Institute says. Greg Dolan, executive director for Americans Europe, he was not surprised by statements by Sinopec, the Chinese refiner, against the M15 gasoline blend. This includes 15% methanol. Dolan said similar refiner resistance arose when methanol was first promoted as a gasoline blend during the 1990s in California. We were promoting methanol fuel blending in California. There was a lot of pushback, he said. Crude oil prices could jump to $89 a barrel in November based on enthusiasm from US midterm elections and predicted gain in seats from energy industry preferred Republicans, according to a consultant. This development could potentially boost methanol spot prices, but unless underlying economic factors improve, crude could be in for a bumpy ride and may sink as low as $55 a barrel by January, as the bump in optimism fades, according to David Patterson, president of the Commodity Advisory. Oil will trade up in November, he said. The elections will be constructive, but I think it'll be back down to something like the 55-62 range by January if we don't get the economy off its tail. That's all from me this week. Thanks for listening.